Praise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Béni Jésus Christ.
Father, give these people that are listening understanding.
Baba, me onu wari e eko no wan e na ni aya ya ji ni
aba. So that they may give their heart to Jesus Christ.
Ni amieke na wani ran ko ni Jésus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Béni Jésus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me this evening.
Are ten da me hima baba na.
I want you to listen closely to this sermon.
My own work
this is going to tell you about the plan of the ages.
We see
some good instruction in the Bible.
And
the Bible said, you do well to take heed. However, this time I'm going to talk about the seven church ages. This is talking about the seven eras of the church world.
Church no Revelation.
I want you to see closely what Jesus Christ was talking about in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter
3.
This one is going to take us a long, so many weeks to complete this sermon, but I will start from chapter 2. This is going to be like a series. However, you keep tuning to us. I want you to know that what Jesus Christ was telling the churches in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter
3.
When God told John, Apostle John, to write letters to seven churches in Asia,
Apostle John,
those seven churches in Asia were used to prophesy about the seven ages that will take place from the time of Jesus till the end of the world for the church of Jesus Christ.
So
Jesus Christ was using each church that he was talking to symbolize an era, a time dispensation.
Jesus Christ
So for the first church, he gave them a promise and he gave them warning of where they are falling short.
Church owo kaoni kenia na ve de tamia.
And to the next church, he gave them warning or promises and then told them what they will inherit if they stand firm.
And
he also told them whatever is their shortcomings. And in this series, actually, we are going to start from each church and go through each church and tell the warning and the clauses and their shortcomings so that you and me can be careful. And I want you to know that from the time of Apostle Paul, which was the first church age,
till
until the end of the world, there are what, seven church dispensations.
And those say a good for me a church here no.
And that is what Jesus Christ symbolized in that Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
Only in the Jesus Christ ma
now we are at the end of the world. Well, you may say, how do you know we are at the end of the world? We have signs that Jesus Christ said, if you watch for these signs, you will know that this, we are at the end.
Jesus Christ told me, ma, we man have a no one.
And the people that are at the end can look back at history, they will be able to know that we are at the end.
And
so it is by looking back at history that we can know that we have to be at the end of the seven church ages.
And
he said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent. And do the first works. Now listen to the warning he gave to them.
We not
he said, or else I will come unto thee quickly. And I will remove thy candlestick out of his place. Except thou repent. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the warning he gave to them.
On you he not yet here.
Let's look at your own church today. Will Jesus Christ find the same warning for you? And when we say your church, I'm talking of you as an individual. Because when people talk about church, a lot of people always think they are talking of a building.
And I wear a wugame or in a church in a wadi hiyadi o wana boy.
Oh, a lot of people think when they talk of a church, they are talking of their system of organizing their church, their service.
And you know, can church in a ogave na veya go salobo abo wugame, you know, can.
But when Jesus Christ is talking to you as a church, he's talking to you as an individual person.
And on yawana agwe church igwa, ogwe dadoge gwa.
So when Jesus Christ gave that warning that they have left their first love, that's to you. You individual and all of us that are individual of the church of God, we have to wash unto ourselves.
Ma, where? Okay, keni ma, ma idea yuko, ma nere keni ma na we do.
Have you lost the first love for Jesus?
Are you
still on fire for Jesus?
Do you really
know this Jesus?
Jesus Christ.
Are you sure that Jesus is in you? If Jesus is in you, why are you not bold enough to tell other person about Jesus?
Did Jesus Christ geleru weko? Okay, can we ame eko nunwaya metiri tamamawe he beni Jesus Christ?
Let me ask you a question.
Give me no water.
Suppose you were once having a sickness in your body. And now you found a doctor who healed that sickness for you. And he did a good job. And now you see somebody that is your neighbor or your friend. He has the same sickness. Let me ask you to catch you. Won't you show that your friend, your doctor? Won't you tell your friend that, hey, I was once like this, I once had that sickness?
Ah, me we time also anywhere. Me can me be me and be nyana.
Won't you point to your doctor that doctor healed me? Go and meet my doctor.
Well, time also anywhere. Him doctor no move be na. Where ya go? Ni no dekuta evani.
The same way, sin is a sickness.
Eriyo be no eho emiame no.
Adultery is a sickness.
Ogenagbe oho no emiame no.
Drunkenness is a sickness.
A Daniel Begbuani or Emiameno.
All of those that have joined occultic groups because of fear of death, they are sick.
Ave mani de bave dade ikoni udeuha or Emiameno.
All of those that have taken their guns and they are now armed robbers, they are sick.
Ave mani ria osisi lele yakian Emiame moto Emiamego Emiameno.
I have a doctor that can heal them.
Yeah, a doctor no me ti mu agbera.
And I want them to know about Jesus, my doctor.
Me honia eni a ma doctor
Jesus can heal them perfectly.
Jesus Christ, I am a ti mu agbera.
So that the sin will be gone from their life.
O honi o pa yan egbere.
The same thing I'm telling you, Christian, that's listening to me.
Only me tam well me ya yin no dam me honi.
If you have Jesus in you, you should be able to show it to your friends that are sick that I just mentioned.
When I met Jesus Christ, your heken weberi mame, I will see when in egbemara.
And that is the love that he wants you to have for other people, that tell them about Jesus who can heal them.
Only I will woman ye onu we ame.
Just like I said, sin is a sickness that can be healed.
Many katamawe uho emiaveno or ametimwe mwani bira.
In the same way, if they are really sick of any physical ailment, Jesus can heal that one also.
Gele gele ona ame masune no veme miamegbe. Jesus Christi ave mwani bira.
So tell them about Jesus, the greatest physician.
Tamia by Jesus Christ no dokita no se dokita obuno sobo.
You should be heartily telling people that is your first love.
Ore keni ne renia igien be ko we agbin by Jesus Christ.
When you are no more bold to tell somebody about your love for your Christian life, then that is because you are getting cold.
There ireni gi babe e ko we oni die ma re.
And perhaps we are afraid of the sin or the enemies. But you shouldn't be afraid if you know that your Jesus is powerful enough to heal them.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's see the promise God gave to this first church age.
In verse 7.
He said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches.
I'm saying
to you also that is listening to me. If you claim to be a Christian or you go to church,
if you have ears, hear
what I have just said through the Holy Spirit.
Don't
forget your first love.
And he said
to him that overcometh, will I give to him of the tree of life? Which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Well, that is just to the first church age. And what is this promise of the tree of life? That is saying you will be saved.
Only the man we are me mere fan.
You will enter the kingdom of God.
We are like Arioba Osalobua.
If you will stand firm with Jesus.
When I'm with your soul, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you will revive yourself again.
When I will be granny
kabua. If you will throw away all those armlets and shams that you have been trusting in and trust Jesus.
I have been here and we're meeting here and when I'm here for now, Lord Jesus Christ.
If you will throw away all those occultic groups and trust in Jesus alone. If you will let Jesus come into your life now, you will be saved.
When I get Jesus Christ we call we are me fan.
Because Jesus is coming soon.
That Jesus Christ your
end of the world is near. This warning is not only to the first church age, it's to all those who are believers in Christ.
We na na ne Jesus Christ die ni ya. Church in your park, I can't even know
it again. It is time to trim your lamps now. That's why you must not forget your first love. That's why you must now begin to be active to tell other people about your doctor, Jesus.
Okay, Kenyan, we're getting any cowboy, Abba.
There is no doctor in the world that can heal a sin. There's only one doctor in the whole universe that can remove sin from mankind. And only one injection he will give to you that is sinful. The injection of his own blood.
Ejection okay, esagin.
Because the blood of Jesus is life.
That esagin okay, agmowano.
And through this blood of Jesus, we overcome Satan. As we read in the book of Revelation chapter 12.
Revelation
verse 11. I said,
This
is the great physician Jesus that said that he is able to save us to the uttermost. And
he
is coming soon. When he shall come, he is going to take his own people away from this planet first. Before this planet is almost destroyed. Because there is a world war that is coming. That might almost wipe off all the dwellers on the earth. And the Bible said there will be a lot of destruction. Lord Jesus himself said it.
Jesus Christ
died. That if the days were not shortened, no flesh will have been saved. And we are very close to that world war right now. But he's telling you, believer, to be active again. Revive yourself, the end is near. You are listening to the last revival right now. The revival is just starting. Telling you to wake up, the end is near.
And if
you don't have Jesus, it's time for you to come to Jesus.
It's
time for you to begin to be hot for Jesus.
Said,
if you overcome, you will eat of the tree of life.
Oh, when I met him, we are
and that tree of life is the eternal life. That the Bible says he that believeth in Jesus Christ will have that eternal life.
He
said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
He
that believeth not shall be damned. I said that was just to the first church age.
Only in the Sabakame church or Kaoni.
We may not have time to go into the second church today.
My mate, you know, can knock novelly lay.
But we continue this discussion in the next broadcast.
Ma will be, you know, kind of Mahabe will be boring, you know.
And there was a very important warning he also gave to them. In that first church age, in verse 6,
he
said, but this you have,
on our way,
that you ate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also ate. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said Jesus Christ gave them praise where they needed praise.
But
what are the deeds of the Nicolaitans?
So
the Nicolaitans in those days were a doctrine that started coming up in the church, first church age. They started bringing in some idea and philosophy. The word Nicolaitan really means to conquer the laity. That is, don't let all the believers be talking, let only one elder talk. The doctrine, the idea started coming into the first church age. They wanted to silence the Holy Spirit. They don't want every believer to be prophesying or saying they have a prophecy. So they want only the bishop or the pope or the pastor alone should be allowed to talk.
Bishop, pastor, pope,
that was the beginning of it.
Again,
it started like a doctrine, like an idea, a philosophy.
Again,
and they started making all the people to keep quiet in the church. Whereas the Bible says, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
When that
idea came into the church, people were against it. And God was telling them that those who were the elders in that day, they were against it. That was good.
But by
the time it came to the second church age, it became a doctrine.
Well, if the church
because they started forming an elder that they say is the only representative of Christ.
But
the Bible said we are all to have the Spirit of God. And when you have the Spirit of God, there is liberty in the Spirit of God. In the
house
of God, people should be able to prophesy when the Holy Ghost move upon them.
But
according to that doctrine, they silence all those people. They said if anybody have a dream or prophecy, he has to come and take permission from the elder. So if he tell the dream or the prophecy to the elder and the elder does not like it, that is the end of it. They silence him. So
So I tell we go here.
So that means if the elder himself is the one that is wrong, and God wanted to warn the elder, God can't get any way of warning any person that is elder.
We no yeni age. Avik bamani or ave no one senior or emin anite yema yagi geladia.
So you see why God said he hate that doctrine.
Because
where there is the Spirit of God, there is liberty. In that first church age, it started like an idea and a doctrine.
Jesus
called it the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
But
right now, you look around yourself, you see in your own church. Don't you see that what I just described is happening in your church?
Maybe
in your church, they won't even allow anybody to prophesy.
Without
first getting permission from the reverend.
Or
even your church, we have to get permission from the government.
Government
before they can preach something that Jesus Christ wants them to preach.
Those
are the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Jesus Christ said he hated it.
When the
disciples of Christ have no liberty to preach or prophesy, then that is not the will of God. After Jesus Christ founded his church, I said after he founded his church, the devil started creeping in. The devil started creeping in first like a doctrine. He brought an idea to some people that can listen to him.
He
point to some reasons why he wanted them to keep silence.
But
the devil actually asked his mind to silence the Holy Spirit.
So
that the Holy Spirit will not be in control anymore. And that was how he was trying to squeeze away the life from the church. Because when he silenced people that they couldn't prophesy or preach freely, then he is beginning to squeeze the Holy Spirit out of the church.
I
tell you, that was how all the churches became lukewarm. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are going to continue this in the next broadcast.
The
Bible says, he that overcometh,
and
will I give to eat of the tree of life. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, we pray for all that are listening to us. We just pray that you give them understanding. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Jesus Christ.
We want you to write to me.
My own work, my big
write to Evangelist Julius Adewumi.
Evangelist Adewumi.
P.O. Box. 10308. Ibadan, Nigeria. And we will send some more literature so that we help you to understand more.
The
address again is Evangelist Julius Adewumi.
Address okay.
Box 10308, Ibadan, Nigeria. And we send you some more literatures.
ma so big well una gbon bigima.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I say Jesus is coming soon.
E ka ni awe Jesus Christi o se no ya re o.
It is time to be zealous for Jesus.
Ege se ma ya
mi o. If you don't have Jesus, it's time for you to repent and come to Jesus.
Du me Jesus Christi o he ke nu we mi mi e kwe.
Jesus is coming back.
Jesus Christ, I will be ready.
And he loves you.
Amen.